zone, number 1975, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.64 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the southwest side of Vines Creek Road, which is Route 26, approximately 450 feet northwest of Powell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34360 and 34376 Vines Creek Road, Dagsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, parcels 107.00 and 108.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and the applicant's survey for the property. We have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet and a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have the plus comments from the State Planning Office and the applicant's response to the plus comments. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'll just add, thanks. Just to make it easier, maybe on you, the presentation, like the general neighborhood, just we can incorporate that by.
That was, yeah, my intention. Yeah. This will be relatively brief. So, again, for the record, Mackenzie Pete, I'm here on behalf of the applicant, and Mr. White is present with me today. So, this application is for these two parcels here, 107 and 108, as Director White has stated, and the intention is to rezone both of these properties from MR to C2 for a self-storage facility. We did submit a number of exhibits. They're all before you and included in the packet as well. I will also be submitting some additional information that we received on the cemetery, and I'll get to that momentarily. Again, I'll incorporate by reference the surrounding area from the previous application. Obviously, a lot of commercial nearby, as I stated. So one of the two parcels, 107 specifically, is in the Tier 1 Unified Sewer District. So it's anticipated sewer will be provided by the county. There's also an existing well on site, and that's noted on the concept plan. Again, the increase in traffic and effect on the surrounding roadways will be analyzed, reviewed, and approved by DELDOT in the applicant's pre-submittal meeting. And again, we're anticipating entrance and frontage-related improvements. This particular site is located in investment level 2 only, according to the state policies and spending map, and that's an area, as you know, where growth is anticipated in the near term. The plus comments reference some discussion that occurred at the plus meeting concerning the downzoning of the property to AR1, in addition to seeking a conditional use, and I want to give some background to the commissioners on that. So there is an existing dwelling on 108. And when we had the survey, when we initially submitted the application, we hadn't had an updated survey prepared. When we did, it showed that that structure was in the setbacks. So as a result of that concern, we thought and considered about changing the initial application. That ended up not happening. That structure is legally nonconforming. It's been there since 1935. That house is also going to be incorporated into this proposed use. There's actually an existing tenant. He'll be the one that will actually help run and manage the self-storage facility. So that will be incorporated into the use, remain as is. And that's why there was some comments in the plus comments about that. There's also comments about the existence of a cemetery. And so that cemetery is actually the location of the St. George's Cemetery. And it was, we actually contacted Dr. Otter about this issue, and it was suggested that there was probably an error with the map, noting a cemetery on the project's parcel versus actually on the adjacent parcel where the actual St. George's Cemetery is located. And so this led to the performance of title research on the property to confirm that none of the properties are actually owned by the church or the cemetery, etc. Mr. White also spoke with Mr. Wayne Bowden, and we have an email from him. It is very simple. He is elderly and not great on the computer, but it does confirm who he is. He's the president of the St. George's Cemetery Association, and he confirmed that the St. George's Cemetery dates back to the 1800s, that there have never been any grave sites, that there's actually a wall that separates the properties from one another, and he can confirm that he's never seen a grave site, and he believes that there are no grave sites there. So this is all confirmed in this packet of information. I have one for each of you. There's also a survey included of the cemetery area so that you can see all of that.
Thank you.
So as stated, the intended future use is for a self-storage facility, a permitted use in C2, as shown on the concept plan that was prepared by Solutions. It's, as I stated, the intention that this site and the site across the street be developed, with this site being developed first, and then this the site across the street being developed thereafter. The C2 district is purposed on supporting uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services, and permit a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. C2 districts are also located near arterial and collector streets like Route 26. This particular use, as I've stated, is permitted in C2 and will support the demand for needed storage. The proposed rezoning is also consistent with the comprehensive plan. As stated, this entire area is located in the coastal area, designated growth area, and we believe that the commercial use is just completely in character with everything that's going on in this area. I won't repeat what I stated previously, but there were also five change of zones within this area, and I'll incorporate again by reference the statements I made about that in the previous presentation. And finally, table 4.5-2 confirms that C2 is an applicable zoning district in the coastal areas. So for all of these reasons, and in conclusion, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, promotes the orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county, with the proposed rezoning and intended future commercial use providing needed services to the Sussex County residents and businesses. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start once again with Mr. Mayor.
No questions, sir.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
I have none, thank you.
And Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Nope.
Okay. No questions.
White House.
None, thank you.
Counselor.
Nope, none for me.
Everybody on this end. Everybody's good? Well, there are no questions. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's if anybody's popped in and might have an interest in this application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1975, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
I'm a little disappointed that Sun didn't call in.
Yeah, I mean,
it's two separate. Some of it we own with the kids.
Oh, so he's not supporting mom and dad.
Wow.
Not that he was the one maybe living in the house that was going to
run. He's in the Navy. He's a naval doctor.
Thank you for his
service. Portsmouth, yeah. Time to give away. All right, then. There being no further questions, commissioners, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay.